Cost-cutting measures allowed Cummins to report better earnings than the first quarter, which found the company burdened at times with high production costs and little to produce. Cummins spokesman Mark Land.
When you take a look at how we did from the first quarter of this year to the second quarter, our results improved significantly. So a lot of the things that we've been doing to reduce our costs over the last several months could be seen in this quarter's results.
In real terms, that's meant layoffs, and lots of them. Cummins has shred thousands of employees, either temporarily or permanently, in the year since the company hit its peak. The job cuts, coupled with halting some capital projects, reduced costs enough for the company to report a net income of $58 million. Still, that number is considered small for a Fortune 500 company that only a year ago saw net income numbers more than five times that size. Land says the company depends on consumers making big-ticket purchases, meaning there's little Cummins could do to avoid taking a sales hit. Land says while this year's second quarter marks improvement in the company's bottom line, he says it'll be a while before the engine maker is out of the woods.
We don't expect it to get a lot better, quite frankly, on into late next year. We are seeing some signs of strength in a few markets. China and India, for example, are a little bit better. But by and large, we don't expect the economy to get a lot better between now and the end of next year.
Land says the company's forecasts are conservative, and he acknowledges many economists expect an economic turnaround to be underway by the end of the calendar year. Still, Land says the company remains cautious as the year's third quarter rolls along, avoiding calling many laid-off employees back to work. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.